This is Sitka Spotlights, a series that features local residents sharing their art, work, and traditions with KCAW listeners.
A lot of people do it in bluegrass. They call it a quick G. You see these two fingers? It's the only thing you're focusing on is.
That's Hank Moore teaching a guitar lesson. I heard about Hank before I even got to Alaska. He's the North Carolinian who moved to Sitka in 1999, started his cab company, Hank's Cabs, in 2004, and has taught dozens of music students throughout the years.
Okay, put your pinky there. Play me a G.
Before coming to Sitka, Hank played in North Carolina with his wife, a gospel singer. After she passed, he took a long hiatus from music. But then, on a nighttime cab shift, about a year after he arrived in Sitka,
I gave somebody a ride to the bar, and there was a guy in there named Lucky Walker playing some music. He played the guitar, bass, piano, and he was fluent in everything. His guitar was on the stand, and I asked him, could I play the guitar, you know, for a little bit. I was strumming, and he said, hey, you want to come back and jam with me tonight? I said, yep. And every chance he got to invite me up on the stage with him, I played with him. Then things kind of snowballed from that.
Just in general, what do you think makes a good teacher?
A teacher who can work around using the word no and bad, not good. And a teacher when they allow students to make mistakes. You know, I don't even like to call mistakes mistakes. I just say this is what it sounds like when you don't practice.
Hank's perspective on being a teacher comes partly from being a student, even in his 60s. He came to Sitka in some ways to begin life anew, and his first few years here, he worked hard to become, as he says, teachable himself.
People don't realize anytime we make a change, we're becoming teachable again. So if you make a change at 60 years old, you're being a teenager again, if you allow yourself to get new information. What I did is I started picking role models. And my role model didn't have to be from my same ethnic group or my same sex. There were women and men too, and also children. I saw some really cool strength, and I left the door open for some of those qualities to sink in. And a lot of times when I was uncomfortable, I felt like sitting with it to see what it is that really makes me feel uncomfortable, but not passing judgment.
Part of Hank's strategy is to help students become comfortable, even if they don't identify at first as a musician. He tells the story of one student.
When he was 12 years old, he walked up to me, and I was working at the fine arts camp, and he looks at me and he said, Hank, I got a problem. I said, what's your problem? He said, I have no rhythm. And the first thing I said, is your heart beating? He said, yes, sir. I said, that's enough. Mm-hmm. Meaning that pay attention to where you are and being okay with that. Once that happened, most of my work is easy.
Do you write your own songs?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a few.
I'm going fishing.
Is Hank Moore on Sitka Spotlights, a series that features local residents sharing their art, work, and traditions. To listen to longer interviews, visit Sitka Spotlights at kcaw.org. Thanks to the Island Institute and the Sitka Fine Arts Camp for making this series possible through the Sitka Fellows Program.